Here's your midday brief for Monday, August 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tropical storm Isaias is expected to strengthen and become a Category 1 hurricane again before reaching the Carolinas late today. The storm, which spared Florida of major damage over the weekend, is packing winds of nearly 70 miles an hour as it moves north. Forecasters say Isaias is likely to dump up to 3 to 6 inches of rain in the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic region this week. Drug maker Eli Lilly has begun a study exploring whether its experimental COVID-19 drug can prevent infections among residents and staff at nursing homes, as well as other long-term care facilities. The company says its antibody-based drug was derived from the blood sample of one of the first Americans to recover from COVID-19 earlier this year. Eli Lilly says it could receive government approval by the end of the year if testing is successful. And several more large retailers have filed for bankruptcy. Lord & Taylor, considered the largest department store chain in the country, said it would conduct going-out-of-business sales at its stores. And the parent company of the Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Bank clothing chains has filed for Chapter 11 protection as well. Last month, Men's Warehouse warned it had substantial doubt about its ability to survive after the pandemic slashed demand for suits and office dress clothes. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.